Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, Episode 18. Today's date's Friday, November 15th, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer reading this week, 55,180, so a difference of 2,500. Started this week in Boa Vista, Brazil, and ended up near San Luis, Argentina. So we're turning and burning the kilometers now. Long straight roads. Not much to see. Farmers fields everywhere. Just basically one big farmers field. The only way you know you've got to another is either the fence changes or you see a sign. Days are getting longer as the further we go south. And it gets summer down here. So it allows a lot more driving time as well. For such a kind of long, straight, boring week, there was actually a lot of highlights, a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of interesting people, and we'll get right to it. The first day when we went to this little town called Pelotes, after we left Boa Vista, and checked into this nice little hostel in the city there, and we had ended up having an impromptu hippie guitar party. Near the end of the night, Braden and I came back from grabbing a bit of food, having a couple drinks, and the owner of the hostel and his buddy were mixing up some sort of margarita-like drinks and had some sausages over the fire, so we just sat down, shot the breeze, and had a really good time. They ended up breaking out the guitars, the bongo drums, the cowbell, and we made a little a jam fest there, so that was kind of fun. Ate a Colombian hot, or not a Colombian hot dog, a Brazilian hot dog. So the way they did it was, they cut the hot dog in half and, cooked the bun kind of panini style with a panini press. And they put chips, mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup on it. So that was really good. We drove through a wildlife sanctuary in southern Brazil. It was a big wetland, must have been 100 kilometers long. And it was just kind of, I guess, left for the critters there. So we'll get to that in the critter section. But, really cool section. Lots of animals. Really good to see. We had the best borders of the trip this week. Going in and out of Uruguay was simple, smooth, fast. Those are my descriptive words for that experience. A couple good campsites this week. One was in this town called Bassa Bilbaso. Just a nice little small town in the middle of farmers' fields. Just pops out of nowhere. And they had this municipal campground. Free Wi-Fi, showers, toilets, camping, pool, volleyball, running track, soccer field. It was the whole thing. It was really, really awesome. So we ended up just kind of... We got in, stayed the night, and then we just chilled out the next day and hung out there for the next night, and that was really, really good. Had a barbecue at the end of the night, cooked up some dogs, corn, and onions over the open fire, and that was a real, real nice treat for us. We're also at a good campsite tonight. We are near San Luis, which is a small town nearing Mendoza in Argentina. And there's a dam, within 60 km of the town. And, nice, beautiful. We got the place to ourselves. Trout jumping in the lake, good for swimming. Yeah, really nice spot. And we also saw some really cool mausoleums today. So imagine just like a small cemetery with just these monstrous... sanctuaries for their deceased relatives and stuff like that, but they're super gaudy, multiple stories high, angels on top, other depictions of, Bible things, and, just really, really interesting, just in the middle of farmers' fields again, just, really beautiful out there stuff. So low light time now. Unfortunately, I'm going to put Uruguay in this list. Super duper expensive. very flat, very featureless, lots of, again, it's the word of the week, farmer's fields. Just lots of kind of blandness, and just the prices of everything were through the roof. And another low light, now that we're back in Argentina, we're hitting siesta time again. So everything closes from about 12 till 5, give or take a half hour, an hour on either end. But those are our prime moving hours when we're trying to get everything done. You know, you want to go swap a tire, we're going to go do it during the heat of the day at 2 or 3 o'clock. But, you know, everybody's siesting, so we're going to have to make do and, you know, get stuff done early or get it done later in the day now. Kind of piggybacking on what I said earlier about your wife, the scariest moment this week was the prices of everything. Couldn't leave the supermarket in Uruguay without spending $20-$25. Price of gas was about $2 a liter. Went to the motorcycle parts store today. They wanted $300 for a tire. They wanted $100 for a sprocket each. Just totally unreasonable prices, but getting close to the end of the world, so I guess they're going to keep climbing. That's my prediction. Lots of critters this week, driving through a couple of wetland sanctuaries and, you know, getting to a bit more remote scenery now. So some examples are, we saw some big old rabbits today, tasty looking buggers. Tarantula again, I think this is the third or fourth time that we spotted one of them. Turtles, we've seen all the semi-aquatic rodents that I think Jesus put upon this earth. Beavers, muskrats, or at least their South American equivalent. Big, some sort of monster creature that was, I would guess, probably 70 pounds, but looked like a beaver. Saw a giant otter, and we saw, I think, storks this week, and that's what I popped into my brain when I saw it. It was like, oh, that's a stork. And they're ugly little critters. They are just foul-looking birds, but no babies in tow, so I guess that's pretty good. Went fishing a couple times this week. When we stopped in Uruguay at Puente del Diablo, Braden and I went out and tossed a line one morning. Only got one fish, a little mackerel kind of thing, and too small to make into a decent meal, so put him back. But kind of a slow morning, but first fish in the South Atlantic, so that's pretty cool. Also went fishing tonight. We're at the Dam Lake campsite, and saw some fish jumping when we were in for a swim, and so I couldn't resist. So tied on a couple flies, tried some dries, nymphs, streamers, but nothing was happening. But saw three nice ones jump, so third in here, so maybe we'll get them in the morning. Some interesting bike maintenance this week. We were driving through town yesterday, end of a big day, I think we're coming on 400Ks, and just at the edge of town, and pop, bing, and Braden's chain explodes, I think for the second or third time this trip. So we pulled off the side of the road. Luckily we were in front of a little store. We asked them if we could camp in their field next door, and they allowed us. The police came over, checked their licenses, and made sure that we were upstanding citizens, I suppose, or held something over us. So we behaved. So stayed there last night. I went out to the, only had to go about 30Ks into the next town to go get a chain, and came back. We installed that this morning, and back on the road again. So that was a good one. I've just been monitoring my fluid levels again, my coolant seal. I don't know what's wrong with it. Obviously there's some sort of obstruction, or maybe it's not seated correctly, but it less than half the time, maybe 20% of the time when I turn the bike off, just drip, 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 and it'll just drain the contents of the mechanical seal area. And 80% of the time it seals just fine. So I'm just going to keep topping it up with water and, ride her till she dies. But, just keeping my eyes on that and making sure the bike stays cool. Tighten my the bolts on all my kind of safety equipment on the bike, so my crash bars, my bark busters, and my highway pegs on the front there. So there's a kind of a rattling or a shimmering that was starting to emerge. So it just took the wrench, tightened her up, and she's right as rain now, quiet. And I also redid my sheepskin for sitting on. I kind of sewed in a couple of rubber bands that I don't use anymore, so I strapped down to both sides of the bike. And I can stand up and stretch my legs and that stuff, and it doesn't go flapping in the wind. So that's about that. My final thought this week. Again, word of the week is farm fields, but I'm pretty sure just southern South America is just one giant farm field. And not the most entertaining riding, but hopefully we'll be in the mountains next week. That's it for me. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. Love you all. Bye-bye-bye.